brought to you by Penguin.
Never Will I Die, written by Toby Gutteridge and Michael Calvin, and read by Matt Chambers. Introduction by Toby Gutteridge.
Prologue. Rebirth.
There's no pain, no theatrical agony, no screaming, no shouting. The kill shot is catastrophic and conclusive. I slump silently to my knees and topple forward, head first into the dirt. The lads had seen enough death to assume mine was instantaneous. The lights are out. That's him, gone. The 7.62mm high caliber bullet entered my neck just below the ear, hit the spinal cord, shattered the spinal column, and fragmented. Since it destroyed the phrenic nerve, which descends through the thorax to the diaphragm, I stopped breathing immediately. My team stepped over my body into the unknown. Only later would they try to rationalize their emotion, or lack of it. The continual process of containing the flow of cortisol, the stress-inducing hormone that narrows the arteries, while another hormone, epinephrine, increases the heart rate, messes with your head. We each retreat into ourselves to deal with demons. When will my time come? What job will I be on when the odds overwhelm me? How will it happen? We give thanks for sacred certainties. No man is left behind. That's the cardinal rule. I was dragged out of the compound by a mate and a medic. They were the closest to me, and they saved my life. It was business, but deeply personal. The desire to protect one another is fundamental. A casualty evacuation had already been called for. They found a strong pulse, to their astonishment, but had no idea where I had been shot. They felt around in pitch darkness. The exit wound at the back of my neck was terrible. A mess of shredded nerves, muscles, arteries, veins, ligaments, and lymphatic glands. The entry wound, which wrecked the second cervical vertebrae from the base of the skull, was a gaping hole into which they had no option but to stick their fingers to try and stem blood loss. Everyone in the special boat service is medically trained. We work logically under extreme pressure, by instinct and inclination. The guy's job was to keep me alive by any means possible until the CASEVAC helicopter landed, which it did around 20 minutes later. I've been told I wasn't breathing during that time, suggesting the near certainty of significant brain damage. But they did attempt to force air into my lungs. It's a void I revisit periodically. It irritates me because I am chasing ghosts, images without shape or substance. I have no choice but to see things through the eyes of friends and colleagues who were there. They have sketched out events for me in microscopic detail, second by second.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?